This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. These are just lousy times for commercial aviation. That was the message on this program yesterday from the CEO of United Airlines as he was trying to make the case for more government bailout money. And it's the message of the flying public every day as the number of people passing through TSA checkpoints is still something like 60% below where it was last year on this date. So, for today's installment of our series, My Economy, how one commercial airline pilot has been making ends meet on the ground.
My name is Nick Gifford from the United Kingdom in the north, Leeds.
Before the pandemic hit, I was a A320 airline captain flying for a Belgian airline living in Brussels, flying passengers around Europe.
When coronavirus first hit, pretty much immediately there was a downturn in passenger numbers. I and a number of contractors were pretty much finished immediately. Spent several months looking for any kind of work at all. Ended up initially doing some Amazon deliveries, some window cleaning business I set up. Then I got a job with the National Health Service on a blood donation unit to take plasma from people who had suffered from coronavirus and using the antibodies in their blood to give to critically ill people in intensive care. Financially, it's been a huge hit, probably an 80% pay cut from being an airline captain to the role I'm doing now. There's a lot of pressure. I can no longer afford the mortgage on the house. The house has been on the market for a few months now. No offers, unfortunately, so far, but perhaps in the new year. I'm certainly more optimistic now looking into 2021 with the vaccines. I think there's a good chance travel will start to recover and I can start flying again, hopefully.
That was Nick Gifford over in Leeds, England, courtesy of our colleagues at the BBC. Tell us, would you, how your economy is doing? There's a place you can do that at marketplace.org.